Francis began the third day of his apostolic journey to Asia and Oceania on Thursday, 5 September, by visiting the Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta, Indonesia, for an interreligious meeting in Southeast Asia's largest mosque. Welcoming him was the Grand Imam, Dr. Nasiruddin Umar. Together they also visited the Tunnel of Friendship, which provides an underground walkway connecting the Istiqlal Mosque with the Catholic Cathedral of St. Mary of the Assumption from it with a three-lane highway in between. They also signed the Joint Declaration of Istiqlal 2024, underscoring that the values common to all religious traditions be effectively promoted to defeat the culture of violence and indifference and promote reconciliation and peace. In his address, Pope Francis thanked the Grand Imam for his warmth and hospitality, and for reminding everyone how this place of worship and prayer is a great house for humanity where people can take time to remember the yearning for the infinite that we carry in our hearts and the need to seek an encounter with the divine and experience the joy of friendship with others. The Pope paid tribute to the great gift of Indonesians in their work to promote dialogue, mutual respect and harmonious coexistence between religions and different spiritual sensibilities. He said that the mosque's history is a testament to these efforts, recalling that a local Christian architect, Friedrich Silaban, won the design competition for building it. The Pope encouraged them to cultivate this gift every day, so that religious experiences may be reference points for a fraternal and peaceful society.